We head into this beautiful Easter weekend in Niagara. So much to do, so much to be thankful for. And before we kind of start our celebrations, we have tomorrow, and it's Good Friday. And I know, you know, whether it's for religious reasons or it's just become a tradition for you, lots of people getting their fish and chips. And if you want the best English-style fish and chips in Niagara, where do you go? Lakeport Fish and Chips, two locations in Niagara Falls, also in St. Catharines. In Niagara Falls, you're going to Lundy's Lane and St. Catharines, Lakeport Road. And the co-owner joins us now, Carol Nickel. How are you?
Not too bad. How about you, Bonnie?
I'm great. I'm probably more relaxed than you are because I am assuming that Good Friday is your busiest day of the year.
You're 100% right. Most definitely is.
Can you even like give us an estimate of how much fish you go through just tomorrow?
Oh, good Lord. Well, we're doing just haddock tomorrow to simplify the process. We're going through about 1,400 pounds between the two stores.
Wow. That's a lot of fish.
It is a lot of fish, yes. A lot of prep.
So explain to us why you switched to haddock just for tomorrow.
You know, for the longest time, we ran all four types of fish that we have regularly, the pollock, haddock, cod, and halibut. Over time, we just found it was too complicated because each type of fish has to be cooked in its own batch. So you'd be bumping people's orders up to coexist with other orders so we could get one large batch out at one time. It's much simpler just to do one type of fish, and then all you have to worry about is the quantity that each person needs.
Okay. And how does it work if you want to, I'm assuming you have to order ahead for tomorrow?
It's best if you do. You don't have to, but we do start taking pre-orders about 3 weeks in advance. At present, we're booked all the way from 3:20 p.m. through to 6:50 p.m., book solid. That doesn't mean we can't take orders, though, however, that we won't. It's just a matter of first come, first serve, and you're kind of shifted in between the people who have pre-ordered. Pre-orders become our first priority.
Okay. And do you deliver or is it only pickup?
Nope. We do have delivery drivers at each of the locations, so they're available for that as well. There is a fee associated with that. I believe local fees is about $8 to $10, depending upon whereabouts you are. That's a price that's set by the delivery business themselves, not ourselves. The person on the phone when you put your order in would be able to give you a proper estimate determined by your destination.
How far do you deliver out to?
Oh, good Lord. From Niagara Falls, we can deliver. I've had orders go out to Chippewa. Some have gone out to Font Hill. Same with St. Catharines area. Font Hill area is not uncommon for them. Upwards towards Lincoln area.
Okay, that's great. Well, yeah. And that's well worth the cost.
It is if they want to avoid the crowd, and I can't blame them one bit.
Yeah, because do you actually have like physical lineups?
Yes. Yeah. 100%. Yes.
I'm sure for some people, this is kind of like the Boxing Day thing. People love sometimes the hustle and bustle of, you know, the whole experience.
Excitement to it, I will agree. Yes. There's a dread, but a thrill at the same time. It's hard to say. You're kind of in the middle of the rush and you're like, oh, God, this is never going to end. And there's this abject moment of terror. And, you know, once you get into your role and you're fine and everything's going just head down, you just work. And by the time it's over, it's like, okay, we did awesome. Like, you did great. Everyone did great. We're all fine. And you feel pretty good afterwards.
Now, let's talk about how many people it takes to pull this Good Friday operation off for you. So how many employees do you have? And do you call everybody in for tomorrow?
Pretty well everyone is in unless they don't have enough experience to be quite ready to handle it. So it's a confidence thing. They really need to be comfortable in their role before they can work the Good Friday. We have on average on Fridays about 5 people, maybe 6 max working at each store. On Good Friday, it's 13.
Yeah.
Each store.
Yeah, you've got to probably have just, you know, enough people to manage the line, to take the money.
Every staff member in, and then we have a few really good people, previous employees of ours, that come back to work for us for that day, and we really love them and appreciate all of them.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a great way.
Fantastic.
Well, because you need them. You need that experience.
Yes, it's like a great reunion as well. So, you know, it's that bonding experience.
Now, when it comes to, say, oil, I have to be very honest with you, Karen. My family loves fish and chips. I can't eat fish and chips out.
That's okay.
Just because of I have a shellfish allergy, and I can't have anything that's been in a fryer with shellfish.
Fair enough, yes.
Yeah, so I haven't been able to experience these things. But we're actually going to do our own tomorrow. We're going to try to fry. Yeah, so do you have a special oil that you use?
No, like a separate oil to keep it away from seafood?
No. Do you use canola oil or vegetable?
No, it's a beef-based oil. It's a shortening.
Oh, okay. So I'm assuming,
yes, it holds up longer. Unfortunately, we found with canola oil, it burns through in a matter of a couple of days, and it cannot hold up to the abuse that it takes.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you have to replenish the oil on Good Friday?
Oh, yes. Good Lord, yes. Many times over.
Gosh, I'm getting flashbacks to my first job. It was at a fish and chip shop in Kitchener, Rockway.
Oh, how awesome.
Yeah, have you ever heard of it? It's like an iconic place that's shut down now, but it was called Rockway Fish and Chips. And
sounds familiar.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. But yeah, it is. It can get quite warm if you're out by the fryers.
Oh, 100%, yes. Absolutely, yes. Okay. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
I know. So, well, you're preparing for tomorrow. We can order online or call in advance, and that way you know that you can kind of have more of a ballpark of knowing when you can get your fish and chips.
Exactly. You got it. Yep. It definitely helps if you order in advance. We always appreciate that.
All right. Anything else you want to mention?
No, that's pretty well it. Like, it's pretty fun, I'll be completely honest. So hopefully everyone enjoys their Easter weekend as well.
We will. And I was just thinking, do you guys, like, will you eat fish and chips tomorrow?
I will for lunch, okay, but not for dinner.
Because you must kind of get sick of it.
Plenty by then.
And do you
for lunch, I have one piece of fish every lunch of Good Friday. It's kind of like just the thing I do for myself. I don't know why. I started it many, many years ago. Oh, God, 22 years ago. So it's just something that stuck, and I do it every time.
Oh, that's special. It probably it fuels you up for the busyness of it.
I don't know. It just kind of it sits right. That's all I can say.
Now, Karen, you're a local business owner. Obviously, you're running out of Niagara Falls and St. Catharines. Give us a little bit of a glimpse into what you offer other than just the haddock on Good Friday. Tell us what else you have on the menu.
Yep, we have the fish and the chips. We have alternatives like mashed potatoes, mushy peas, cheddar cheese balls. We've got onion rings, of course, coleslaw, of course, a whole bunch of fun stuff. You can check out our online our menu online, which is fantastic. Deep fried pickles is another big thing that we have. Breaded cheese curds, I really like those. I might have some today, actually. I'm kind of craving that. Poutines, if you're into that. So we have a whole bunch of stuff.
This is cruel. I can't eat any of that right now.
I'm so sorry.
You know, it's funny. I went on vacation to Cuba, and they had, there's, you know, shortages of many kinds there. But one of the things is shellfish right now. And I ate everything fried because it was safe. They had no shellfish in any fryer. I gained so much weight.
Oh, no, that is not good.
Oh, I don't care. It was worth it.
As long as you enjoyed yourself. That's part of what a vacation is all about, just letting go, enjoying yourself, and not worrying about that stuff.
And there's something special about fried food. It really is kind of like a soul food to a lot of people.
It is, 100%, yes.
Even French fries fried?
Food.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, good luck. We will check in with you after Good Friday, but I'm sure you guys, you know what you're doing. And if you are looking for fish and chips tomorrow, Lakeport is the place to be.
Awesome. Thank you, Bonnie. Much appreciated. Have a great Easter weekend.
You too. Bye, Karen. That's Karen Nichol. She is co-owner of Lakeport Fish and Chips. They have two locations in Niagara Falls, Lundy's Lane, and then in St. Catharines on Lakeport Road. So, yeah, they still have some times available. I'm thinking 7 o'clock would be a great time to order some fish and chips for the family.